Shmirat Shabbos Kehil Choso, Perek Yud Alef, Zayin. So we are, in this part, going to learn about erasing letters on food and on building in food. Okay, those are the two subjects that we have now from Zayin till Tes Zayin. Okay, so, first of all, about writing, erasing, you know, we know that the oraisa to write or erase, in order to erase the oraisa, let's say, because that's what we're going to be dealing with now, you need to erase two letters in order to write. Yes, and the Mishkan, two letters, and the Mishkan, well, erasing, in the Mishkan they had the poles in the Mishkan, everyone, they would put them every time they would move and stop. They would build it again, right? So the way it would be that the two poles were going to a ring at the bottom and a ring at the top, right? So the poles, the ground is never they didn't have concrete at the time, yeah? It's a new invention, concrete. So every time they had to flatten the ground and put it in and hold it together, whatever. And sometimes the way it worked is that whatever was Yud and Yud Aleph before, the two poles, didn't work. They had to change, they had to erase. Normally, if it would work, fantastic. They would just build it up the same way. The same way that we build for trade shows. We build, you know, we have our stands, we have all kind of pop-up stuff and stuff that we build up and put together, and isoframe, and a lot of names they have, those stuff, quite expensive. But for every show, you know, you need to build it different sometimes. And you need to take pieces from here, pieces from there. So what they would do, they would put letters in each one, and if it would fit, they took it apart, and then they put it back together. Some people do it for the sukkah, you know, which part goes near which part. It's funny when they do, you know, from timber and stuff. So in the Mishkan, they sometimes they would have to now change because of it wasn't flat, etc. So they would have to erase letters and write them. Yeah, so they would erase. This therefore mochek is al menat lichtov. So the Rai says when you have intention to write, but if you erase in our case when you'll be erasing in food, let's say things like this, even if it's forbidden, it's the Rabbonon, it's not the Rai. Okay, the only question is, no difference, we're not allowed to do both, but obviously there's a difference to Korban Chatas or no, yeah? But the difference will be sometimes when you do things which are more than one derabonon, and if you're not intending to do that, etc., that it becomes tzorich, you'll be allowed, and things like this, yeah?
What's the share for Ksiva? Is it two letters or is it or just one?
Mochek is to be in a space to write two otiyot.
But Kotev, even if he writes only one letter, Chatzi Shiur Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore it's a prohibition deoraisa.
When you're looking at food, and you're going to erase from food, then it will definitely not be deoraisa. You're not going to write anything instead of it, yeah? So now let's start looking at it. And we're going to ask, we're going to look at the Isur over here, and this is, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is actually the maker on it, Chazon Ish is a machmir on it. Okay, so Shlom Zalman says, "Divrei ma'afe shetziyuru aleim otiyot o tziyurim kolshem be'emtzeut mimrach kolshehu, o al yedei sidur shechatichot perot o sukariot ktantanot zu al yad zu, v'chol kayotze baze, mutar lo'ochlam af al pi shel yedei achilato otiyot v'tziyurim mitkalkelim." So you have either pastries or anything like this, which has in it letters or shapes. From spread, for happy birthday, from all kind of flowers that people do, you know, with cream and things like this. Or candies, small candies in it, etc. You can eat it, he said, you can bite it and eat it, although you are ruining the letters, you're erasing those letters. Okay? Just so you should know, if sometimes it could sound strange that he needs to say that you can actually eat a cake with letters on it, you should know the Chazon Ish doesn't allow it. Chazon Ish completely goes against it, yeah? Yes, you're right. It's Derech Achila. You're right. Chazon Ish still says that you're doing Moichek over here, and therefore he...
What about eating an orange?
Orange Rhino when it was. No, letters, not boiler. We talk about letters.
Can we say, you're saying if he holds Michael, would he hold boiler lines on the fish bones?
No, no. It just happens with us. No, boiler. Boiler, you're allowed only if you're doing ochel mitok solid.
Yeah, but by definition, when you eat,
you don't, by most of the poiskim, you don't remove the pits from the orange and then eat the orange.
Peel.
No, I'm talking about the pits inside the orange, right? The peel is something else. That's how you reach the food. This is taking off a cover. That with an orange, if you have the pits which are inside the orange, you shouldn't take the pits off, and then you should put it in your mouth and then spit the pits out, right? Then you eat in it, right? Okay, so, and if you want, take the food away from the... Some lemaises say that if you do it straight away, some allow it, yeah? Like in, we said, the watermelon. Some allow it to clean it off and eat it straight away. But lemaises, we say that the right thing to do is to put the watermelon in your mouth and spit out the seeds, yeah? Here, we talk about something else. We talk about erasing. So I said, here, Shlom Zalman says that if you have those letters, you should not slice where the letters are. Slice the letter itself. Between the letters, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay between the letters. Even if you taking the word apart, is because we know that the Gemara says if someone wrote a letter in Tveria and another letter in Tzipori, is also chayev, although they're very far away from each other. Why? Because it's only mechutar kirva. Bless you. Sorry. You can always bring it together. Yeah, you can always bring those together, so this is not, that's the fact. So it's between the letters, okay, but the letter itself, he says, you should not cut the letter itself.
Cutting and biting is the same thing?
No, that's what he says. You're allowed to bite it, you're not allowed to cut them with a knife. The letters, you have a cake with happy birthday on it, if you want to serve it on Shabbos, either you cut between the letters, and then people bite the food, is okay. Or you peel the whole top with the lettuce, put it aside, and then cut the cake. Now, Chazonisha said, he's machmir, that you're not even allowed to eat the lettuce, to cut them while you're eating them. Okay, that's how he goes. Lamaisa, we go from Zaman, so we say we're allowed to bite the food, to eat it, the cake with that with those letters on it, but we don't cut the letters. Now, on those letters, so he says, Rav Zalman says you can eat the cake with the letter, the way it is, derech achila you can do it, but not cut it with a knife. And then he says, if you cut the chatach et ha'mafemi be'od yom, so let's say Friday, you cut the cake already on Friday, the happy birthday cake, you cut it on Friday, then mutar lotzim enu pursa b'shabbat gam yitpareket al yedei ze, ot shlema ot ziur shalem. So in other words, even if you're using the picture or the letter on Shabbos by taking it out, but that's okay because it's already cut. Yeah. Like we said, one part Tveria, one part and Tzipori, so it will be okay. Now, the important to say about that when we say it's cut, it's not enough to cut just the letters. I have to cut the actual piece of cake all the way down. So if someone says, before Shabbos, I'll just mark, you know, cut where the letters are, but leave the cake down, or you need to do the whole thing. Otherwise, when you're continuing to cut it, because why? Because although it's cut, separated, like at the top, but it's still sitting together, and it's holding because of the cake, so you need to actually cut that piece, okay? Cut it away.
One is the cutting of letter, and the other one is separating the letters that make that form word.
No, it's not separate. It's also cutting a letter. So in order to be considered cut before Shabbos, you need to cut it all the way down. It's not enough just to cut the top of the cake.
So you think even though the top part you cut the first few centimeters, 2 centimeters, that's not enough, you say?
That's right. You have to cut the cake all the way down.
Interesting.
Okay, that's what he says here in the notes. It's important to cut all the way down. Okay, now, here we discussed when the letters or the shapes are on the cake itself. In other words, on top of the cake, on top of the cookie. For example, you have those biscuits that have chocolate covering, right? So if the chocolate covering is, if the letters are in the chocolate covering itself, part of the chocolate covering is what we're going to see now. But if the letters are on top of it, then you're not allowed to break it by hand and eat it. You have to put it in your mouth and bite on it. Now he says, "Chet lechem biskvitim shokolad vechadome shatziyurim shautiot vatziyurim shebeim mechomer amotzar atzmo." Then if kol evdel ben chakukot obaltot mimeno. So if we have bread or biscuits or anything like this, chocolate, whatever, that the letters are part of the chocolate, like the, you know, the chocolate with a cow on it, you see the shape of a cow on it, or if you have with letters, or cookies with letters and things like this. If it's a cookie itself, the letters are part of the cookie itself, then he says, it doesn't matter if it's embedded in or it's on top of it, but it's from the same material. He says, these you're allowed to cut them, okay? מותר לחתוך אותם או לשברם אפילו מקום אותיות. These you're allowed to break and then eat it if you want. You're allowed to break because it's from the same material. Then the fact that you see, it's only like a tavnit. It's only like a shape that you give to a tray, but it's not really considered as a letter, and therefore you're allowed to break them. Again, Chazonish, no. Okay, for Chazonish, everyone who goes according to Chazonish, they won't, even though they will not break and eat them on Shabbat, they'll prepare it before Shabbat if they wanted it. Okay, so, and Tess, we have something a bit similar, but here we have a sticker.
You know, you're saying if someone writes on a cake, you're not allowed to cut it. What if someone uses the actual fruit itself and engraves words in the fruit itself? So, for example, I've got a watermelon and I engrave in the watermelon itself.
If you did that before Shabbos, yeah, you engraved before Shabbos and you're eating it, then you'll be okay because it's the same as if it's a material, it's made from the cookie itself.
Yeah, so it's the same, yeah.
Because it's one piece, so when you look at it, although you can read letters, but actually, you don't see letters. You see a piece of watermelon in your case with a shape.
So a cake, for example, which has a stencil of a shape or something has words.
If it's part of the cake itself, yeah. That's okay. If it's on the chocolate, if it's made out of chocolate,
yeah.
Not a stencil, then it's a
so
problem.
You can cut on the words as well.
Yes, no problem.
Uh-huh. Isn't there a whole thing about? There has to be a degree of permanence for it. No, these things aren't meant to be permanent.
Yes. I said it's not Doraisa. It's definitely not Doraisa. It's the Rabbonon. Yeah? The Rabbonon is still forbidden, but you're right. There's no kiyum over here. That's what you're saying. There's no kiyum. Especially they're going to eat it straight away. But let's see in a minute, boine. You will see in a minute, boine. It will be a bigger question for you. Even how can it be boine and food if I'm going to eat it in 2 minutes? And you know, boine is meant to stay for much longer. Okay. Now he says, "I was Shabbos and Shavuos, Shavuos and Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and I like the Berman and Angel Chalas, and they have stickers on them, right? So here he talks about the stickers. Here in England, we don't really have. No one puts stickers on bread and challah here, right? But דברי מאפה שהדבקו בהם תווית ועליה שם המאפייה יסיר בסמוך לאכילה משום חשש בו ירר את התווית בשלמותה ולא יחתכנה כדי שלא לפגע באותיות המודפסות בה. So first of all, if you have bread and you have a sticker on it, sticker has letters, don't be careful when you remove the sticker, not to erase any letters, not to cut any letters. Therefore, the right, you know, because of boirer, the right thing is not to remove the sticker itself. It's a bit different from an orange, because an orange, the whole thing is covered. You need to peel it. Here, theoretically, you can hold the sticker and take the food away from it. Yeah, so that's why, not to be boirer, you cut it with a piece of a bread. Do it after you do a moitzi, because otherwise, lechem mishneh is not lechem mishneh anymore. Although there are some who will say it will still be lechem mishneh if you remove it a little bit, but lemaiseh, lekatchila, do it after. Yeah, but because of boirer, you will remove it with some of the food, and also you will be careful not to cut. That's another reason you'll take it with some of the food in order not to cut it. Okay. Now, anyud, someone who cuts food. In our case, salami. החותך נקניק שעל קליפתו כתוב שם בית החרושת. There's a name, you know, you have the cover, and it has a lot of writing on the cover. יזהר שלא לפגוע באותיות ומוטב לקלפו לחותכו מבעוד יום. It's quite hard to cut it without cutting letters, and therefore he says peel it before Yom Tov, before Shabbos is better to peel it before Shabbos. But if I see you get to Shabbos and you need to, so find it maybe in the tefer in the middle or something with a knife and carefully cut it off in order not to erase any letters. In Israel, it also applies. I don't know over here if eggs have stamps on them. In Israel, eggs have stamps, and therefore he says, "Chena kolef beitzai zer shelo lifgo ba'otiyot ha'muchtamot aleha." Again, it won't be a d'oraisa, yeah? But he says, you cut the, if you peel in an egg and the egg has lettuce, be careful with it. And it's sometimes very tricky not to break the lettuce.
But
what?
If it's peelable, that means you already cooked it, the lettuce have usually gone by then.
Yeah, so if it's gone, then you don't have the problem, too. Okay, the same he says about fruit and vegetables. They have stickers on them with a name, and this we can find also in our world. Yeah, but here you don't need lechem mishnas. You can just cut it off. It's easy.
So you're not allowed to peel it off. You know?
You're allowed to peel it off if you're sure you're not gonna erase any letters. If you're not gonna cut any letters, If it's a plastic sticker or something that you know that it's on an apple and you know you used it and you just and you never cut it. It's always a plastic one. It comes off. It's okay. Otherwise, they just peel it off with a knife. So far up to here, we did the part of erasing in food. Now we're gonna look at building in food. Okay, building in food. Let's have a look a bit. I'll go very quickly through it. First of all, the Gemara in Shabbos Tzadikei Amud Aleph. Gemara says. Here we go. Rav Nachman Bar Guria Iklan and Ardoe. Rav Nachman Bar Guria Gest and Ardoe. Bominei. They asked him questions. Talmid Chochem. Choylev Mishumai Mechayev. Someone who's milking. What melach is he Mechayev? He said to them, Mishum Choylev. Asked him, Mechabetz Mishumai Mechayev. Amul Mishum Mechabetz. Megaben Mishumai Mechayev. Mishum Megaben. Yeah, making cheese. What? Mishum Megaben. So they laughed. They said to him, Omulei. Rabach Kotil Kani Beag Meave. Your rabbi didn't know any aloha, didn't know how to teach you anything. It was someone who was working in the agam, cutting off
hay.
No, magma, it's kanim, you know, like bamboo and stuff. You know, we have
weeds.
Right. So he went to goes to Beis Midrash, asks, Asa shol Beis Midrash, Omulei. Cholev chayev, mishum mefarek. Yeah, mefarek is told of dash. Yeah, so you milk in a cow, it's mefarek, told of dash. Okay. Mechabetz chayev mishum boirer, and megaben chayev mishum boiner. So when you separate the cheese from the milk, you start in the separation process, and mechabetz, that's where you're doing boirer, and then megaben chayev mishum boiner, building cheese. You're making cheese, you're actually building, exactly. Okay, so I thought after they bring the Gemara in, because Rambam is poisek like this, and all the poiskim go by that. Okay, that everyone agrees, no one is choylek on the Gemara on this, yeah? That megaben mishum boine. From this, Rishonim, Achonim derive a lot of other different things that can be boine derabonon. Okay, mainly the Rabbonon, this one would be the Oraise. Lemaise, we'll see now a few things, but I'll say Rav Ovadia Yosef in Chazon Ovadia, he holds that, sources what he's basing on, but he holds that Boine is not Shaykh and those things in food. This is Megaben, you're making something mitchila, you're making something which is completely, it's milk. And you're actually making out of it cheese now, and you make giving it a shape and the whole thing. So we're doing something mitchila. He says it's boiner. Otherwise, there are a lot of things that we're going to see now that for Ashkenazim are boiner. For Rav Ovadia Yosef, it's not boiner. Okay, where the Ashkenazim base it on? So if you look in Kitush Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Seif Kafe. He says that when you give a shape in egg salad, you're doing boine. Okay, exactly. I did the same. Make no mistake. That's why I brought all the sauces. So what?
Scoop.
No. We're not talking about now taking the ice cream and you want the shape of an ice cream. Yeah, we're taking when you put your egg salad on the plate and then you're making it nice. Okay, so if you look in the Mogen Avrom and Siman Shin Mem, Sifkot Yud Zayin. So here it's on the Beis Yosef writes that someone who המקבץ דבלה ועשה ממנה עיגול או שנקב תנים והכניס החבל בהם עד שהתקבצו גוף אחד, הרי זה תולדת מאמר וחייב. If you take in figs, dry figs, you're making a hole in each one and then you put in a thread through it and putting them together, you know, like that's how they used to do עיגולי דבלה. The Gemara talks about עיגולי דבלה, someone finds אלו מציאס, right? Someone finds עיגולי דבלה and stuff. These are the עיגולי דבלה. So when you're making it, it's here, the Bessis it says, you're doing a melocha of gathering. Okay, me'amer. Yeah, melocha of gathering. But, which normally we do in the field. So lemaise, is it the rice or not? Here it says chayev, yeah? So if it's chayev, that is the rice, okay? Although it's not in the field, probably, but lemaise, that's what he says. But we're not discussing me'amer here, we're discussing boine. Ask the Magen Avraham b'tzorach chiyun, "Delama lo yischayev b'ze mishum boine, kmo shekatavti shem sifman yutet gabei megabin." Why it should not be the same as making cheese? Why should it not be boine? By putting this together and making a shape of a ring, of a necklace or whatever you making it. You're making a shape, yeah? And he says, "V'tzarich lomar, delo mikre boine elek shemechaven liyapoto velashvoto." It's only boine when he wants to make it nice and he wants to make them even and things like this. So based on that, everyone was poisek that thing that we will see right now. They pick it up from here, from the Magen Avraham, about the zigolei dvela that liyapoto liyashvoto. So let's have a look at a few of them. אין להדביק אוכלין זה בזה בצורה מיוחדת עם כוונתו לשם נוי, כי יש בזה משום איסור בוינה. גם, so, no, if you have food, and you want to make a shape from the food, you want to make, I don't know, you want to make a shape of a person from the food, and you want to take toothpicks and put it in between and give it a shape. He says you should not allow to, or, for that matter, you want to take a toothpick and you put in it a green... let's say a green olive and a black olive and a green olive and a black olive, you know, you're making some shape on it on Shabbos. People don't realize, but you should prepare that from before Shabbos. Or the same if you want to do something with the fruit, you have a few different types of fruit, you want to put it through the toothpick and give it a nice, you know, a nice shape of something, a cone or whatever it is. So this you should not do on Shabbos. Now it says the gamma mechin beitzaim batza, batzalim beitza, yeah, egg salad. יקפיד שלא להחליקם על גבי הצלחת, אלא יניחם כמות שם. Okay, so just put it though as it is, and don't make it nice on the plate. What we saw in the Magen Avraham now, yeah? That's where he picks it up from. And as I said, on this part, Rav Ovadia says that this is not like Megaben. He says, Megaben, you're doing something mitchila. You're making something completely new. Here, it's not. And therefore... He holds that you can, but we see a Pesach Ashkenaz say you're not allowed to. Now it says about ice cream scoop. Yeah, this we said earlier, you're allowed to use it if you're just using it for comfort. But if you're using it because you want the shape of the scoop, you like the ice cream to have like nice round shapes, then you're not allowed to use that thing on Shabbos. You should use a regular spoon. But if you're just taking it out because it's very comfortable to use it, take out and have a thing that you can then push it off it, you know, then for that you're allowed to use it. Now, אין ניתן צורה מיוחדת לחימה, מרגרינה וכיוצא בזה, כפי שרגילים לעשות לכבוד אורחים. By the way, I didn't mention about the Chazonish one thing, that Chazonish says that although he doesn't allow, Chazonish doesn't allow even to eat a cookie with letters on it, etc. But if it's in shapes, then he says it's okay. He says, Chazonish says, if it's a cookie, it's a shape, you're allowed to eat it. Cut it, no, but you're allowed to eat it, put it in your mouth and eat it. But lemaisa, I don't think anyone here will go according to Chazonish on this, so I still mentioned it for some reason. Okay, you'd wait. אין ליצון צירה מיוחדת לחמאה, מרגרינה וכיוצא בזה, כפי שרגילים לעשות לכבוד אורחים. People take margarine or butter and make, give it a nice shape. I mean, I haven't seen that much, but I guess at the time, maybe a while ago, people used to do it, or maybe some people do it, and I'm just not familiar with it. When they give it a nice shape, they put it for the guests, you know, they do all kinds of things.
Mayonnaise,
yeah, but he was talking about... With what?
Tommy mayonnaise to make it look nice.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, same idea. It's all comes from the same idea, yeah. ולכן, גם אין להשתמש בכלי המיוחד לחיתוך אבטיח בצורה מיוחדת כמו משולש או עיגול, ולא בכלי מיוחד לחיתוך סלק, תפוחי אדמה בצורה מיוחדת. So fruit, vegetable, stuff like this, if there's a special
כלי.
כלי, which is made for making a specific nice shape, yeah, then he says you're not allowed to give it a nice shape. But if you cut in the watermelon with a knife and you cut in triangles, it's okay.
So we spoke about slicing an egg on Shabbos.
We
said we're allowed to use a slicer.
Yes, no problem at all. So we said that slicer is not considered anything different from a regular knife. It's just a number of knives together. It's not considered a special kli.
The shape is also a slicer in a way.
It's no, there's no egg slicer.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, let's say, a watermelon slicer or, you know, any...
Yes, there's something that to make shape. The egg... cut that is not to make shapes, it's just to slice a lot of cuts. It's like thin steel wires that you just pull it down on the
you can buy a knife with a zigzag shape.
Yeah,
it's same concept. I'm cutting it, it's not a straight knife, it's a shapy knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's for shapes. This is for convenience.
This is also convenience.
That's what I mean. You want it to be a shape, you want it to be a nice shape,
and at the same time, you're cutting it as well.
Okay, we'll look at the knife. The knife for cheese. Yeah, for yellow cheese. That's what you mean. Yeah.
No, he's saying something different. You can get shaped yeah. knives.
They go like this.
But not for cheese. That's just because you want the design. Right. Here, the egg cutter is because.
Okay, so the idea is you're not allowed to do it to take a special tool used for if it's not a regular knife that you're cutting, then you're not allowed to take something that makes specific shapes. המכין דברי מאפה ביום טוב. על ליצור מנעיסה צורת אותיות או כל ציור אחר, וכן על לצייר על ההוגה אותיות או ציורים ממרח כלשהו על ידי סידוס קריאות קטנות. בקיצור, he says, don't do writing or shapes on Yom Tov. If you're baking, don't make special shapes that will be considered that you're now building a shape. Yeah? Now, however, י' ד' דברי מאכל הנתונים בתוך שפורפרת, מותר להוציאה משם לידי לחיצה בשופרת, ואין בכך משום איסור ממרח. אבל אין לו ציים כאשר הוא מעוניין בצורה מיוחדת של הממרח לשם כשהוא צועף יאב מיוניז, like we said in a that you can squeeze it out in the squeezer, right? Yeah. That you can get it out like toothpaste and other stuff like this, but here so you're allowed to take out of there the mayonnaise if you just want the mayonnaise in your food and in your plate, and that's how it comes, but you're not allowed to make any shapes with it. Okay, you're not allowed to take the mayonnaise and make a shape with the mayonnaise. Okay. Now he says, the same is, you're not allowed though to take it out if you want to do a shape, and the same will be, he says, ודאי שאין לתן למרח על פני ההוגה בצורת אותיות בסדר מסוים. So you're not allowed to put it in the special letters. What you got to be careful is when you have the same as if you have cream, you know, and you want to make a shape on a cake, you can't do that. Also he says, אין להשתמש בשבת או ביום טוב בתרסיס. So you have a spray, the spray that makes foam.
Like the whipped cream.
Exactly. So it says this, you're not allowed, first of all, you're definitely not allowed to make shapes with it. Yeah. But also, if it's in a canister and it's spray, it's actually liquid inside with gas inside the canister.
Yeah.
It's not foam yet. It only when it comes into contact with oxygen,
yeah,
that's where it becomes the, and therefore it's noilad. Again, noilad is a mukta derabonon. Yeah.
So
do you
use these bottles on Shabbos as well?
So you cannot use the spray of the water because you cannot use it on Shabbos.
Very educated shit.
That's not good.
Okay. What?
Kids will not be happy with you.
Well, with that
Shabbos morning kiddush, they line that with strawberries.
Yeah, exactly. So my wife prepares amazing cream, proper cream cheese, 30% fat, very, very good. Yummy, super yummy and sweet. You put it in a bowl before Shabbos, and on Shabbos they can dip the strawberries inside. Strawberries bechlal are a problem of insect. But
yeah, but you can check.
I don't know if you can, but I'll take your word for it. I'm not sure you can. Bring your strawberries to my microscope in my office, and I'll show you how many animals are running there. But okay, a different subject. We do Nil Chasavis. Levi doesn't want me to talk about that. Now, Tisvav, we're going to finish with this because we're finishing the subject. אין איסור סרטוט וחיתוך באוכלים, כשהסרטוט והחיתוך הם לצורך המאכל או לצורך שימושו של האדם. So, סרטוט, right? When you do, and like we do on parchment, you do the lines, and that's where the origin is.
Stitching.
What? Yeah. No, it's when you do the lines, yeah? They said, in food, you're allowed to do lines. לפיכך מותר לסמא, when it's for food. No, if you're doing the lines for not for food, because you want to use it for something else, then it's a problem. But as long as it's for food, you're allowed to do that. So, לפיכך מותר לסמן קווים בעוגה, בקליפת התפוס וכיוצא בזה, בעזרת סכין, כדי לדייק בשעת הפריסה, כדי לחתוך את המאכל למנות שוות. So in other words, you're allowed to put a line on the cake, a line on the challah, line on the orange, whatever, because you want to show where you want to cut it, to make it easier for you to cut, whatever it is. Then there's no sirtut on this, and that's okay. איסורים אלה גם אינם שייכים לגבי מאכל בהמה, או סומך על בהמה, או סצר לפרובלום, ולכן מותר לקטום קש שהוא מאכל בהמה, לעשות ממנו כיסם, לחצוץ בו את השיניים. So we're not allowed to take a piece of, from a piece of wood, or a piece of, from a, whatever, a dry piece of wood, or we're not allowed to cut a piece off it in order to use it as a toothpick, because you created a toothpick on Shabbos. However, if you're taking straw, animal straw, which is, an animal can eat it, now it's not considered just straw, it's considered the food of an animal, and therefore you can cut a piece, and even on the size you want, there won't be mechatech, and you can do it. Now, one important thing he says in about cutting food, that it should not be for any other reason, and therefore you're allowed to cut to make a siman, for example, or a cut on the peel of an orange, right, and take it off. Why? Because you're not going mechatech, you just it's in food. You're preparing your food. However, he says, you're not allowed to do the same thing, to cut a piece of it. If you want to now take that peel of orange and use it to block, let's say there's water going out from somewhere that you don't want the water to go out, and you want to block it now. Yeah, you want to close it. So then you're not allowed to cut the specific size that you want in order to do there, because then you're going to be doing mechatech in that case. Okay, so we reached the Zayin. This is about Trumas and Maisres in Chaled. No, Shaykh Echutz Laretz, Chaled, Rabbon Onez, Trumas and Maisres. We don't have much. We'll probably continue on Lamed, different laws about food on Wednesday. We'll skip this, or maybe I'll mention just a few basics. But the rest we will continue to the things which are the Maisres for us.